Of course, to get the I voted sticker, you have to understand how the voting process works. And for some refugees in the Valley, it can seem really complicated. Take the Hmong community. Many of the elders fought for the U.S. in the CIA's secret war in Laos. When they resettled in areas like Fresno, they lacked the support to become civically engaged. But their kids and grandkids grew up here, and now a group of them are working hard to make sure their elders cast ballots. FM 89's Laura Sitsui reports that they're transporting voters and translating propositions.
Okay, one of the
My name is Andy. I'm calling from Hmong Innovating Politics.
Those are callers with Hmong Innovating Politics, or HIP, speaking Hmong, Lao, and English. They've spent the last few weeks contacting Fresno's Southeast Asian American community to see if voters need any assistance.
The work that we're doing is important because we speak the language that they do, so there's a lot of trust when somebody who, you know, speaks Hmong calls them.
Kathy Vu works part-time with HIP. She says language skills are helpful, but sometimes things get lost in translation. She recalls trying to help her parents vote in a past election.
It was hard to do because how do you translate infrastructure, proposition? There's things that are like in the English vocabulary that we really just cannot translate into Hmong.
Another struggle for the Hmong community has been racism and finding common ground between American and Hmong culture. Andy Vang says that the Hmong community has internalized a lot of hate and dislike.
There's this saying that like, oh, if the Hmong don't love the Hmong, then who's gonna love the Hmong people?
Growing up in Fresno, Vang says that he wanted to distance himself from Hmong culture.
I never really wanted to be involved with the Hmong community. I think growing up, there was a lot of like self-hate within like your own culture kind of a thing. You know, like you want to do something else, something that your parents didn't do or like something that your Hmong friends aren't doing.
He says that started to change once he went away for college. He missed his family, the food they ate, and the language. He became friends with other Hmong students and thought about how he could help the Hmong community back in Fresno. Today, he works part-time with HIP, doing voter outreach. But he also wants people to fully understand the issues on the ballot.
Because I think my opinion does not reflect their opinion. And I don't want that to like skew like the votes, because every vote is really important. So yeah, I want them to have agency and having their own research and their own thoughts on it too.
Mai Tao is the Civic Engagement Director for HIP. She spent the last couple of weeks trying to explain what's on the ballot to Hmong elders. She met one Hmong elder at the county elections office.
Hi, hello.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If you do fit that profile as a Hmong grandma who's monolingual, who's probably a little bit older, you, one, of course, don't have the language skills or capacity. And then two, you probably don't have an email account, or you're probably not just a user, right, in internet. And so the first barrier is really just understanding what are your rights or what are the options.
The elder, or Hmong grandma, as Tao calls her, needed to get a new ballot. The county election office can take care of voter registration and ballot issues on site, but Tao says that not knowing English can be intimidating. That's why she met the Hmong grandma there, to help translate. Tao got a new ballot and brought her back to the HIP office. She begins by explaining the propositions.
Okay, ge uma bi ge proposition no ne ma. Ge proposition no ge yo ge 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 proposition 1, it really is a simple statement that allows a state to issue for.
Tao says that Hmong Innovating Politics is trying to build trust and connection with a very specific demographic. While working on Get Out the Vote, they asked Southeast Asian residents what issues they care about. They'll plan their next steps around those answers.
So, I would say even beyond the election cycle, we are still going to be going out to the same neighborhoods, trying to talk to the same folks, deepen our relationships, and build leadership within the communities.
Tao says HIP will continue breaking down voting barriers wherever possible. She hopes the group can partner more with the county clerk in the future. The Voters' Choice Act of 2016 mandated that the county establish new committees to address language and accessibility concerns. But Tao thinks the county could do more.
So these committees did not exist before this law, right? And so if you were really trying to be intentional about providing full language access, and not just access, but in my term, language justice, then you would have already been doing this type of work and working with organizations or folks in the community that have a lot of that experience.
Hmong Innovating Politics is barely a year old in Fresno, but it's laying the groundwork for future collaborations and a more diverse electorate. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Laura Satsui.